This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jonathan and Kitty, we're here to provide you music and maybe get the day started off on the right foot. And maybe, just maybe, we can help you have a enjoyable day. But we can't. It's too much heavy lifting. So we've now turned to science to help us. And apparently there's a way to have a truly joyful day.
It's a mathematical formula somehow.
See, right there, Kitty and I are kind of out.
I hear that and it's like, if I hear mathematical, my truly joyful day is shot to hell.
So it says, I know. I mean, you and I, that's why we took this job. Because there's no math, although sometimes we have to do math to get to the top of the hour, and that's tricky. In a study, researchers analyzed how thousands of people spent their time across more than 100 activities. They compared that to how people rated their day and looked for patterns on days that rated better than usual. I don't know if you need math. I would say a day off just being goofy would work, right? But so they came up with a scientific formula, and a great day, this is what it equals. 6 hours with family. I think it depends which family, right?
Exactly.
2 hours with friends. Okay, so that's already a lot of
activity. That's 8 hours.
Another hour and a half of extra socializing. I'm not really sure what that means.
That goes beyond just the socializing with friends, I guess. So does that, wouldn't that be 3.5 hours of socializing?
Kind of. That's what it seems like to me. Then it says 2 hours of exercise.
Really? Okay.
So I don't know what kind of exercise they mean. Maybe a stroll? I don't know. An hour of eating and drinking. I tend to like to have my eating just kind of grazing throughout the day.
Well, you could do 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes.
That's true. Less than 6 hours of work. Check. 1 hour of screen time.
Wait a minute. I mean, because the screen time will also bleed into the family time, the friends, the socializing.
Right.
Maybe not the exercise time, but who knows?
Well, you could look at a screen then. And then no more than a 15-minute commute. That's a lot of work. Doesn't it seem like it?
All I know is my head is hurting, and I would implore you to never speak of this again.
I was just wondering if you could count the 6 hours with family, if some of that's when you're all asleep. Does that work?
Or watching Family Affair reruns?
Yeah, exactly.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.